According to press accounts, in 1998, two of her sisters wished to move her to another cemetery. That cemetery, Greenwood Cemetery, has reportedly been abandoned. There's no clear owner for the land, and it was in deplorable condition. The city of Birmingham has since at least taken over the maintenance of it, so it's looking much better. But Addie Mae Collins' two sisters wanted to move her to another cemetery because they were not pleased with the conditions. They got a permission to exhume her body. They were standing there, and the crew attempted to exhume the casket and found out that where her permanent marker was, the body that was buried there, was that of an elderly person. Addie Mae's remains were not there.
What did you think when you read that, when you discovered it?
I was shocked. I was appalled that basically a symbol, a martyr of the civil rights movement, could basically have an unmarked grave. For her to be, first of all, in this cemetery in deplorable condition, and secondly, to not be where her marker was, I just thought it was a tragedy for the family and a tragedy for the country.
So if the goal was to figure out what happened to her remains, how do you go about doing that?
Folks in different fields may use different methods to get at that. The skills I happen to have are in genealogy. So I thought, well, let me put those genealogy skills to work and see if I can somehow track down evidence, preferably photographic evidence, that would lead to clues as to where she was buried. So I started looking in archives to see if there were any photos taken at the graveside service that day. I've also, over the last 2 years, I've been looking at online archives. I've contacted private photo galleries. I've done what I believe to be the first really in-depth comprehensive search for photographic evidence of where she's buried. And unfortunately, photos were either never taken or they didn't survive.
So when you're looking for photos, you're looking with the assumption that she may be buried in that cemetery, just not where we think she was buried.
She was indeed buried there. There is a photograph taken by the Associated Press that shows graveside services for both Carol Robertson and Cynthia Wesley. And in the caption, under the photo at Cynthia Wesley's grave, it says, Addie Mae Collins was also buried that day a short distance later. And unfortunately, either no photo was taken when she was buried, or it just didn't survive.
So you're looking for photographic evidence. Is there other evidence that would point to where she's buried, where the remains are?
I've scoured past editions of the Birmingham News and various other accounts of the funerals that were in southern newspapers, and I have not gleaned any better description. I've also checked to see if perhaps burial permits were required at that time, but they either were not required or they've since disappeared. And the funeral home that buried her, they have also publicly said that the records from that time were lost in a fire. So it just seems like no matter where I went, there was dead end after dead end. I think the last best hope for ever uncovering where she's buried is to see if anyone out there who was there that day remembers anything. And better than remembering, if someone took a snapshot, if someone has something in a scrapbook in an attic or a basement that grandma has kept for years, that may be the missing link. I know that's a very long shot, but that's sort of the only chance that remains after the research has all been done.
Well, assuming that you find out where her remains are, where she is actually buried, what difference does it make?
I think it's important that her family has a place to grieve. Right now, all they have is a stone, but there's nothing there. I think it's important that others who get off that plane at Shuttlesworth Airport, as I did, and see that marker, can pull into that cemetery and think about the sacrifices of those families who lost their children that day. Think about what it meant for our nation, where we've come since then, and how far we have to go. I think it's really very important to memorialize her, as of course, as well as the other girls, with dignity and respect. We owe them that much.